First Chronicles chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered together with David at Hebron and said, "Look, we are your flesh and bone. In the recent past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led the Israelite army. Yahweh your God said to you, 'You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become a ruler over my people Israel.'" So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them before Yahweh. They anointed David king over Israel. In this way, the word of Yahweh that had been declared by Samuel came true. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. Now the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "You will not come in here." But David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. David had said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusites first will become chief and commander." So Joab, son of Zeruiah, attacked first, so he was made the chief. Then David began to live in the stronghold, so they called it the City of David. He built the city all around from the Milo and back to the surrounding wall. Joab restored the rest of the city. David became greater and greater because Yahweh of hosts was with him. These were the leaders David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, obeying the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. This is a list of David's mighty men. Jashobeam, the son of a Hachmonite, was commander of the officers. He killed 300 men with his spear on one occasion. After him was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahoite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pas Damimim, and there the Philistines assembled together for battle, where there was a barley field, and the army fled from the Philistines. They stood in the middle of the field. They defended it and cut down the Philistines, and Yahweh rescued them with a great victory. Then 3 of the 30 leaders went down to the rock to David, to the cave of Adullam. The army of the Philistines was camped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in his stronghold, a cave, while the Philistines had established their camp at Bethlehem. David was longing for water and said, "If only someone would give me water to drink from the well at Bethlehem, the well that is by the gate." So these three mighty men broke through the army of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, the well at the gate. They took the water and brought it to David, but he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to Yahweh. Then he said, "Far be it from me before God that I should ever do this. Should I drink the blood of these men who have risked their lives?" Because they had put their lives at risk, David refused to drink it. These were the deeds of the three mighty men. Abishai, brother of Joab, was captain over the three. He once used his spear against 300 and killed them. He had a name along with the three. Of the three, he was given double honor and became their captain, even though he was not one of them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a brave warrior from Kabzeel who did great deeds. He killed the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down into a pit and killed a lion on a day when the snow was falling. He even killed an Egyptian, a man 5 cubits tall. The Egyptian had a spear like a weaver's beam, but he went down to him with only a staff. He seized the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did these feats, and he was named alongside the three mighty men. He was more highly regarded than the 30 soldiers in general, but he was not regarded quite as highly as the three mighty men. Yet David put him in charge of his bodyguard. The mighty warriors were Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth, the Harorite, Heliz, the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikish, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anathothite, Sibbecai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Hohite, Eli, the Ahohite, Meherai, the Netophathite, Heled, son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ithai, son of Ribai, of Gibeah, of Benjamin's descendants, Benaiah, the Parathonite, Hurai, of the valleys of Gaash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Baharumite, Eliaba, the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizanite, Jonathan, son of Shagi, the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sakar, the Hararite, Eliphal, son of Hefer, the Mekarathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Naarai, son of Ezbai, Joel, brother of Nathan, Mibhar, son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Barothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, son of Jeruai, Ira, the Itharite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabad, son of Ali, Adina, son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, son of Maacah, and Josaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashterthrite, Shema, and Jeiel, son of Hotham, the Arorite, Jediael, son of Shimri, Joha, his brother, the Tizite, Eliel, the Mahavite, Jerubai, and Joshaviah, sons of Elnaam, Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jaasiel, the Mezobite,